This is The Dial from Aspen Public Radio, in-depth conversations about current Roaring Fork Valley issues with the reporters who know them best. I'm Kristen Kay. It's May 11th.
The bigger picture is we want to be one of the towns that joins on and says, yes, public health is something that's maybe even worth losing $75,000 for if it's going to lead to a statewide snowball effect where we make this just the standard.
After more than a decade of steady decreases in the number of teenagers who use tobacco, the National Youth Tobacco Survey found that the use of tobacco in 18 to 21-year-olds is once again on the rise. If current trends continue, about 5 million children living today will die early because they started smoking as teenagers, according to the CDC. Tobacco costs us in other ways. We lose billions of dollars each year to medical costs related to smoking-related illnesses. The city of Aspen is considering an ordinance that would raise the age to purchase tobacco from 18 to 21 that, ironically, could actually cost them $75,000 in state funds, to be exact. The city could make up these funds by, you guessed it, asking voters to raise taxes on tobacco. And considering that this past November, Amendment 72, which would have raised taxes on tobacco products statewide, passed in Pitkin County with almost 70% of the vote, it seems likely that this could pass. A tax increase could affect local businesses that sell tobacco products, as well as current smokers. Allison Bechtesh has been speaking with those involved in the creation of the ordinance. I asked her to talk about the reasoning behind it.
So studies show that most smokers begin between ages of 18 and 21, so cutting off access to cigarettes at this time potentially reduces those numbers and keeps a healthier population. We're keeping our adolescents away from cigarettes.
So can we really just change the legal age of buying cigarettes from 18 to 21? What does all this involve?
So we do get to make up our own rules if we give out our own license. Right now, if you are a store that sells t-shirts or that sells tobacco, you get the same license to just be a store in Aspen. What this would be is starting a new license just for those who want to sell tobacco. And right now there's 5 places in Aspen that do that. You would apply to the city, pay your fee, and then the agreement of having this license, that license would say you cannot sell to anyone under 21. Now, that's above the state law, and the state does also tax cigarettes, regulate cigarettes, and give back to communities some of that tax revenue. So what we would be doing in creating our own license is eschewing that money from the state, which comes up to about $75,000 a year.
$75,000 sounds like a lot. What is the downside here?
$75,000 is not that much when you're talking about the City of Aspen General Fund, which is very healthy. It's not like we're losing specific money that's going to a certain thing and all of a sudden that program would be gone. It's just a little less into our general fund. There is an argument that just the health benefits of having a population that smokes less, we could kind of recoup that money right there. We also then have the ability to start a tax on cigarettes here in Aspen. And so this is kind of the first step of what might be a 2-step process, really trying to get smoking down in Aspen. Because if this passes, and I really think that City Council will approve it, then what they'll do is write a resolution that will go to the voters in November saying, can we tax cigarettes higher? And what Councilman Adam Frisch told me is, I want the price of cigarettes to be in the double digits. That is his goal.
Wow.
So we would get that money back through tax revenue, unless it actually works and it keeps people from buying packs of cigarettes, in which case we wouldn't get the money back, but that goal of a healthier public would be served.
So it obviously affects smokers' wallets, but who else would this affect?
So there are those 5 retailers in Aspen that sell tobacco, and so this would change some of their customer base. They would also have to pay to get that license to sell tobacco. There's not that many 18 to 21-year-olds in Aspen living here, and of those, we don't know how many smoke. Mm-hmm. I mean, we're probably talking 100 people here who all of a sudden, who now are buying cigarettes or were planning to on their 18th birthday, and that would be illegal. But it does affect those local businesses, which is kind of ironic, because the last ordinance that the City Council passed was a chain store ordinance trying to make sure that local businesses could thrive. And the one person who spoke against this in a work session earlier was the owner of One Love Smoke Shop, who says this is not good for his business. It's over-regulation by the local government. And when you're 18, you're an adult. So he also says he's kind of speaking up for that community who has every right to buy whatever they want.
Okay, so it will affect retailers, but how will we know if this is affecting those 18 to 21-year-olds?
I did pose that question to CJ Oliver, who's the city's environmental health director, Do we know right now how many people in this targeted population are smoking and how much it is benefiting, how much a customer base that is for the local retailers? We don't know that at all. And so actually, since we have no baseline, we won't really know if this helps improve or not improve. But the fact that we would be one of those communities who's joining on, it's a little bit symbolic since we're such a small town and the population might not help, though we have that potential for the tobacco tax coming through in the November election. But the bigger picture is we want to be one of the towns that joins on, says, yes, public health is something that's maybe even worth losing $75,000 for if it's going to lead to a statewide snowball effect where we make this just the standard.
Do we know that this will work? Has this been shown in other cities to reduce smoking?
Yes, it has. And this is actually a broader initiative. Tobacco 21 is the name of an organization trying to get that to be the legal age nationwide, and actually was the legal age until the Vietnam War, when and so was alcohol. And then when someone was allowed to be drafted and go off and fight, there was this big push. Well, if 18 is old enough to fight for my country, I should be able to buy cigarettes, and age limits were lowered. This would be going back to a law that was there previously. The example that the Tobacco 21 organization gives is of Needham, Massachusetts. It's just a small town, bigger than Aspen, about 30,000 residents. And everywhere around, it's a Boston suburb. So all the towns around still were selling cigarettes at age 18, but Needham passed to 21. And they did do a study with suburban high school students. And there was a 48% drop in over the years of those who became smokers. So it is supposed to help that very critical age of when you might start smoking. Also, California and Hawaii have gone completely statewide. That is the age. So how that worked was community by community, those laws were being passed. Mm. And then kind of like pot is sweeping the nation as that gets legalized. We kind of need all these little communities to pass this before Colorado as a state would consider passing it. But the goal is nationwide to get the tobacco age back to 21.
Would we be the first place in Colorado?
We are the second. Edgewater in Denver already passed this law.
This is The Dial from Aspen Public Radio. That was Allison Bechtesh. The Aspen City Council is looking at changing the legal age to buy tobacco from 18 to 21, a move that could lead to voters deciding whether to increase taxes on tobacco sold in the city. What else is going on in your valley? It's nearly official that Ryan Mahoney is Basalt's new town manager. The town council went into executive session Tuesday night and ironed out the negotiations that have lasted several weeks. They now have a verbal agreement that Mahoney will come on board. And in other Basalt town council news, they took a small step forward in a partnership with the Prospect of Arts Center. The arts campus at Willits wants to go in on a lease with the municipal government. Council members agreed to continue to look at the financials, but didn't say yes quite yet. You've been listening to The Dial. I'm Kristen Kay. To hear more extended interviews or to listen to more local programs like Valley Roundup or Curated, go to aspenpublicradio.org.